Good evening, and welcome to
Heebie-Jeebie Time
with M.
And then creepy sounds?
Okay, hi. So, this month's story is called Candle Cove. It's actually not really a story. It's written like it's a forum. And this actually was sent to me by Black Tread, who is one of my patrons. Thank you so much for submitting this to me. And yeah, it says, Net Nostalgia Forum, local television. A user by SkiesHale033 writes, Candle Cove local kids show? And then he says, does anyone remember this kids show? It was called Candle Cove, and I must have been 6 or 7. I never found reference to it anywhere, so I think it was on a local station around 1971 or 1972. I lived in Ironton at the time. I don't remember which station, but I do remember it was on at a weird time, like 4 p.m. Another user, by Mike Painter 65, responds and says, it seems really familiar to me. I grew up outside of Ashland and was 9 years old in 1972. Candle Cove, was it about pirates? I remember a pirate marionette at the mouth of a cave talking to a little girl. SkiesHale writes back, yes, okay, I'm not crazy. I remember Pirate Percy. I was always kind of scared of him. He looked like he was built from parts of other dolls, real low budget. His head was an old porcelain baby doll, looked like an antique that didn't belong to the body. I don't remember which station this was. I don't think it was WTSF, though. Another user named Jaren2005 responded and said, sorry to resurrect this old thread, but I think I know exactly what show you mean, SkiesHale. I think Candle Cove ran for only a couple of months in 71, not 72. I was 12 and watched it a few times with my brother. It was Channel 58, whatever station that was. My mom would let me switch to it after the news. Let me see what I can remember. It took place in Candle Cove, and it was about a little girl who imagined herself to be friends with pirates. The pirate ship was called the Laughing Stock, and Pirate Percy wasn't a very good pirate because he got scared too easily, and there was Calliope music constantly playing. Don't remember the little girl's name, Janice or Jade or something. Think it was Janice. SkiesHale responds, thank you, Jaren. Memories flooded back when you mentioned the Laughing Stock and Channel 58. I remember the bow of the ship was a wooden smiling face with a lower jaw submerged. It looked like it was swallowing the sea, and it had that awful Ed Wynn voice and laugh. I especially remember how jarring it was when they switched from the wooden plastic model to the foam puppet version of the head that talked. Mike Painter 65 responded and said, haha, I remember now too, winky face. Do you remember this part? SkiesHale, you have to go inside. SkiesHale033 responds, ugh, Mike. I got a chill reading that. Yes, I remember. That's what the ship always told Percy when there was a spooky place he had to go in, like a cave or a dark room where the treasure was. And the camera would push in on Laughingstock's face with each pause. You have to go inside. With his two eyes askew and that flopping foam jaw and the fishing line that opened and closed it. Ugh, it looked so cheap and awful. You guys remember the villain? He had a face that was just a handlebar mustache above really tall, narrow teeth. Kevin Hart, a new user, responds, I honestly thought the villain was Pirate Percy. I was about 5 when the show was on Nightmare Fuel. Jaren2005 responds, that wasn't the villain, the puppet with the mustache. That was the villain's sidekick, Horace Horrible. He had a monocle too, but it was on top of the mustache. I used to think that meant he only had one eye. But yeah, the villain was another marionette, the skin taker. I can't believe what they let us watch back then. Kevin Hart responds, Jesus H. Christ, the skin taker. What kind of a kid's show were we watching? I seriously could not look at the screen when the skin taker showed up. He just descended out of nowhere on his strings, just a dirty skeleton wearing that brown top hat and cape, and his glass eyes that were too big for a skull, Christ almighty. SkiesHale33 responds, wasn't his top hat and cloak all sewn up crazily? Wasn't that supposed to be children's skin? Wait, what? What the fuck is this? Wait, what? This is reminding me of that. You want to know something that really creeped me out when I was younger? That, like, children's movie that had, like, Satan in it or something. It's like it has, like, Einstein in it or something. And it's about, like, Huckleberry Finn. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, write it in the comments. But you remember, like, it's like he's, like, looking through a mirror or something. This is giving me those vibes, and it's creeping me out. I used to be really creeped out by that. I can't watch that video. Okay. Mike Painter responds and says, yeah, I think so. Remember his mouth didn't open and close? His jaw just slid back and forth. I remember the little girl said, why does your mouth move like that? And the skin taker didn't look at the girl but at the camera and said, to grind your skin. I don't like that. To grind your skin. To grind your skin? Listen, okay, I don't know why I do these. Skies Hale 033 responds, I'm so relieved that other people remember this terrible show. I used to have this awful memory, a bad dream I had where the opening jingle ended, the slow faded in from black, and all the characters were there, but the camera was just cutting to each of their faces and they were just screaming, and the puppets and the marionettes were flailing spastically and just all screaming, screaming. The girl was just moaning and crying like she had been through hours of this. I woke up many times from that nightmare. I used to wet the bed when I had it. Kevin Hart responds and says, I don't think that was a dream. I remember that. I remember that was an episode. Skies Hale 033 said, no, not possible. There was no plot or anything. I mean, literally just standing in place crying and screaming for the whole show. And then Kevin Hart says, maybe I'm manufacturing the memory because you said it, but I swear to God, I remember seeing what you described. They just screamed. Jaren 2005 responds, oh God, yes. The little girl Janice, I remember seeing her shake. And the skin taker screaming through his gnashing teeth. His jaw careening so wildly, I thought it would come off its wire hinges. I turned it off and it was the last time I watched. I ran to tell my brother and we didn't have the courage to turn it back on. Mike Painter responds and says, I visited my mom today at the nursing home. I asked her about when I was little in the early 70s. I'm getting heebie-jeebies already, my God. I visited my mom today at the nursing home. I asked her about when I was little in the early 70s, when I was 8 or 9, and if she remembered a children's show. Candle Cove, she said she was surprised I could remember that, and I asked why. And she said, because I used to think it was so strange that you said, I'm going to go watch Candle Cove now, Mom. And then you would turn the TV to static and just watch dead air for 30 minutes. You had a big imagination with your little pirate show. I don't like that. Oh, I don't. What? Bitch, what? Wait, and I'm looking at the comments and they say that it's real? Wait, what? Hold on. I guess it's not real. Okay. Wait, is it though? I'm so confused. I'm so creeped out. Anyway, yeah, thanks for tuning in today for this, and I hope you guys have a real nice day, and I'm just gonna go cry now. Bye.